Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Former heavyweight boxer James Quick Tillis was a cowboy from Oklahoma who decided to move to Chicago in the 1980s to make that his base of operation, so to speak. He recalled his first day in the Windy City after arriving from Tulsa when he wrote, "I got off the bus with two cardboard suitcases under my arms in downtown Chicago and stopped in front of the Sears Tower. I put my suitcases down and I looked up at the tower and I said, I'm going to conquer Chicago. And when I looked down, my suitcases were gone." The Lord does have his ways of humbling us, doesn't he? We may balk at things like this when they happen to us, but the truth of the matter is that the Lord requires humility of his people. And I don't know about you, but he seems intent on teaching me that lesson. In our gospel lesson for the day, we find Jesus locked in a battle of wits with his major antagonist, the Pharisees. In the first part of our lesson, Jesus gets into an argument with them over what it means to keep the Sabbath day holy. And then in the second part, Jesus is invited to a meal where they could watch him, probably with the purpose of making some accusation against him, claiming that he was doing something wrong. Luke tells us, though, so he told a parable to those who were invited when he noted how they chose the best places. The Pharisees planned this meal to watch him, but Jesus flips this around and notes that he is actually watching them in order to make his own critique of them. The parable was sparked by watching the Pharisees all clamor for the best seats at the meal. And so Jesus adapts an Old Testament proverb and says, "When you're invited by anyone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in the best place, lest one more honorable than you be invited by him, and he who invited you and him come say to you, give place to this man," and say to you, eventually you have to begin with shame to take the lowest place. "But when you're invited, go and sit down in the lowest place," Jesus says, "so that when he who invited you comes, he may say to you, friend, go up higher. And then you will have glory in the presence of those who sit at the table with you." Now, at first glance, this merely sounds like wise advice about social settings. I'm guessing that what Jesus says here had value, practical value, both then and now. When you're invited to a wedding or some other special meal, you probably ought not to take the place of highest prominence. You ought to sit in a lower place and then be invited up to a more prominent place. But Jesus adds a little punch at the end of the story, which signals that he has more than manners and etiquette in mind. He says, "For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." If that statement sounds familiar, it's because Jesus used it on several occasions, highlighting its significance. The parable is told in response to an ordinary social setting in which the Pharisees were clamoring for the best seats. But Jesus projects it onto a more significant setting. The wedding feast, or a feast, was often used as a well-known image for the kingdom of God. You may remember Jesus saying in another place, "Many will come from the east and the west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven." Here he was saying that many Gentiles would ultimately be invited to the great feast in the kingdom of God with the patriarchs. So that image is frequently used concerning the kingdom of God. So Jesus takes this and makes a spiritual lesson for the Pharisees and for us, that rank and social standing will count for naught when it comes to assigning places at God's feast in the kingdom. God is the one who assigns seats for that banquet, and they're not, his standards are not worldly standards. The ones who get the best seats are not those who meet the world standards, but rather those who humble themselves before Almighty God. In God's economy, the way up is down. In the parable, those who sought the best seats based upon their own notion of self-importance were humiliated by being sent to the lower place. Jesus said, "Whoever exalts himself will be humbled." Then he sets forth a better way. He who humbles himself will be exalted. Even though Jesus taught this over and over again, the Pharisees did not seem to ever get it, in part because of their spiritual pride. You see, in their minds, they basically thought that God owed them a good spot at the banquet because of their own sense of accomplishment in keeping his law. But Jesus demonstrates that while they may have conformed to certain outward aspects of God's law, they missed the spirit of it. Jesus promotes the spirit of humility in many other contexts, especially in Luke's gospel. In the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, remember, the Pharisee approaches God in prayer, listing all of his accomplishments, while the tax collector stands back and says, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Jesus said that that man went home justified rather than the other. In the parable of the prodigal son, Jesus puts the same attitude in the mouth of the prodigal as he prepares to return home. And he says he's going to say to his father, he's rehearsing it, "Father, I've sinned against heaven and before you, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me one of your hired servants." And then when he arrives at his father's house, before he can even get all of the words out of his mouth, his father has already accepted him back as his son. Passages such as this could be multiplied, but in a nutshell, as one author writes, humility is the passport to promotion in the kingdom of God. The spirit of humility is also taught to us implicitly in our liturgy. Nowhere is this more evident than in the prayer of humble access. Right before coming to receive Holy Communion, we say, "We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy." Those words present us with a beautiful example of the proper attitude with which we should approach God. If we have a right estimation of ourselves, we will recognize that we are unworthy guests at such a great feast. But the God who invites us delights in demonstrating mercy to those who will humble themselves before him. "For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Let us humble ourselves today before God here at this feast and anticipate that day when God will exalt us to the feast in the life of the world to come. Amen. And now let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."